welcome one, welcome all, and welcome again to the WOB Radio Hour. You are listening in on 101.9 Low Power FM Radio Tacoma and 98.5 KTQA. This is a production of the Tacoma General Membership Branch of the Industrial Workers of the World, a union of all trades and industries banding together to fight for better wages, hours, and conditions. Today, I'm joined with Joe. Joe is from the Tacoma Arts Museum. He is a worker down there, and they've recently been undergoing a campaign to organize their workplace. Thank you for joining us so much today, Joe.
Yeah, thank you for having me. My name is Joe Lewag. Like you said, I work at the Tacoma Art Museum. I work in visitor services, so we're basically the customer-facing customer service aspect of the museum. So you'll see us at the front desk or in the store or inside of the galleries. So we're kind of generally the face of the museum, which is really cool. But yeah, I love working at the art museum. It's been a very interesting year working there. Otherwise, yeah, it's been, the union drive has been ramping up within this last few weeks with the new addition of hearing that there was a no vote for voluntary recognition, which is very frustrating, especially with a week prior to that, the board subcommittee had just met with us for the first time, being like, yeah, we're open for conversation. We want to be involved in this process. And like, it's very, even they acknowledge that like three board members coming together and sitting with workers from the museum isn't really something that happens very often. And also emphasize that it's not really their job to do it either, which is also frustrating to hear. But yeah, voluntary recognition, they voted no last Thursday, and just general vibes from board members and stuff that we interacted with the day of, it just seemed like they had nothing to do with us. Like, they just avoided us, or we had staff greeted them with, we had sent out an email basically being like, hey, like, we want all board members to be able to make an informed decision. And especially because the conversation we had that last Thursday with them, there were some things that were really confusing that we tried to clarify. So a lot of the time they were like, you know, like, we're not ready to have negotiations. We want to wait for a new ED because we're currently ED-less. So we haven't had an executive director for, I think, since July or something like that. And so they were like, you know, we're not the ones that do it, basically. And so we were kind of like, hey, like, you know, voluntary recognition does not necessarily mean like negotiations right away. We don't want to negotiate with the board. And they kept conflating this, like, hey, like, yeah, we don't want to negotiate, blah, blah, blah. And we're like, yeah, like, we don't want to negotiate with you. Like, that's not your guys' responsibility. But they still can voluntarily recognize us in the meantime. And it's like, we're already operating basically as a union, you know, we're having meetings and we're coming together and we're bringing up issues that are inside of our workplace to be like, hey, like, please fix these, like, really big ones that are like safety, like having lights in our parking lot, or having staff members that feel like safe and comforted inside of the museum themselves. And so this talk back and forth of like, voluntarily recognize us, and then such a quick vote of like no immediately. And it's like, I don't think a lot of these board members have even heard from the staff or even what's going on, which is also frustrating because it's like this whole thing over the last like 7 months that we've been unionizing, we have brought up so many of these issues within our workplace as workers, just town hall type things. We've had surveys that are like, hey, like, these are the things that are happening inside of our museum that are weird. Like, can we only talk about it? And then all of these things ruminating, and then our ED leaving, and then now the museum's in a crisis mode. And so in the board's message to the public, basically saying like, no, we don't want to voluntarily recognize you. Part of that was, it seemed like they were trying to frame us as like an aggressor that's taking this opportunity to like jump onto the museum when there's like crisis mode. But now more than ever, it's like the best opportunity to collaborate with us and work with us. And like every step of the way, we've been so, we want the museum to be better.
Absolutely. Quite frankly,
and we want it to run with the workers, like, at heart, you know? And so it's frustrating that this no vote was A, so quick, and just A, so, like, B, so clearly anti-union.
Yeah, absolutely. Even for a smaller business like that, you know, to see that kind of strong anti-union declaration of, we're not going to voluntarily recognize you, we're going to make you go through, I'm assuming, an NLRB election is the next step.
Probably, yeah.
Right. Kind of taking a step back for a moment, what drew you to work at the Tacoma Art Museum in the first place?
Yeah, I'd been working in coffee for 4 years, funnily enough, at Starbucks, mm-hmm. and wanted to get out of corporate kind of BS and all that stuff. And so I was like, you know, I'm really passionate about coffee. Why don't I just do something fun? You know, I'm passionate about art. It's very important to me. And I visited the museum quite a bit before, like, working there and whatnot. And so just being able to work in an art museum was kind of a dream. So yeah, it was just a cool place, things I've heard about. It's really nice to be able to be around art every single day. Yeah, that's kind of what drew me into it.
Yeah, absolutely. And how long have you been with the Tacoma Arts Museum, if you could remind me again?
For over a year, so a year this July. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Sounds really cool. Mm-hmm. You did mention a couple issues previously that the workers were interested in organizing about. What are kind of the driving issues towards forming a union in the workplace?
Yeah, a lot of the conversation that started before even a union was like a word in our vocabulary of like, these are weird things that are happening inside of the museum. And one of the big ones was a lot of the people working inside of visitor service. I'm like at the top of the tier list, basically. Mm-hmm. And all my other coworkers, like, I make $17 an hour. So these people are making $16, $15 an hour. And we're just coming to the point where it's like, we just can't afford to work here. Mm-hmm. And they cap hours, so, like, you don't get benefits. And so a lot of that was just, like, really frustrating, especially things that were happening inside of the museum of, like, being told, you know, we don't have the funding for things and we're so understaffed and blah, 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 blah. And so finally we were just like, I'm so tired of not being able to have an input in anything, really. And it just felt like we couldn't advocate for ourselves. And so it kind of, that conversation kind of rolled into more conversations about, like, safety. There was a few incidents at the museum that weren't handled very well, and it left a very poor impression on a lot of coworkers of, like, being told directly by managers that security is there not for the safety of the people but for the building. Was kind of a wake-up call of, like, this is weird. Like, yeah. I'm working in a funky place that it just really doesn't feel like they have the workers at heart, and it's super frustrating because we're the ones that run the museum. Like, there's so many things that go into having a museum open. So it sucks.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
I guess kind of building up to dropping the U word, so to speak, in the mm-hmm. workplace, I guess, what were the first rumblings of, like, worker organizing on the ground? What was kind of the moment where people started to come together and say, okay, actually, no, we do need to start, like, thinking collectively about how to deal with these problems?
Yeah, I think the conversation definitely started in visitor service because we're basically the bottom of the food chain. And so all of those that need the protections the most were the ones that aren't getting them. And so a lot of it was just like, what can we do to, like, make our work a better place? You know, we go to managers and we go to HR and things just weren't getting done. And so finally you're like, let's make the connection. And mm-hmm. then just kind of by coincidence, one of our coworkers knew somebody who works with, it's not Tacoma Mutual Aid, but another group like that, that one of the organizers that we work with, was a part of. And they were like, let's make that connection. Like, why not, like, have a union at the Tacoma Art Museum? And then as we kind of talked and worked with them more, we were like, yeah, this is what we want to do. And then from one conversation to another and hearing so many coworkers from all the departments on all the different levels have similar and really bad experiences. That definitely, like, drove us. We were like, oh, wow, like, this is not just visitor service. Although it, like, affects visitor service the most. We want to make the, like, museum a better place. And so it starts with its workers. Yeah.
All right. So And first of all, I just want to make a comment that it's really cool that you kind of got the idea of organizing from a local mutual aid outfit, you said. Because I definitely think that especially in, you know, drives for union in a workplace or the benefits that a union provides for workers, mutual aid is, by and large, a large part of it. You know, that kind of networking between employees and kind of recognizing what people need in order to not just make the organizing campaign happen, but to also make sure that all of your coworkers are supported just as people, I think is really cool. So once all those conversations kind of coalesced and everybody realized that they had a lot of similar problems, I guess, when was the point when somebody said, hey, we need to reach out to a union, maybe talk to a union rep, see what our next steps are going to be? Like, from the point that you just described to the next one, what was that like?
Yeah, so our old coworker Jennifer, she no longer works at the museum, and then one of our coworkers, Kels, one of the organizers from WFSE had just reached out through a mutual friend of theirs, being like, hey, like, let's have a sit down. And I think Kels had probably mentioned something weird happening at the workplace. They've been a really big help of, like, because they work in visitor service as well, of really championing, like, hey, like, I want to advocate for myself and my coworkers. Like, it's really important that we don't have to put up with this. Mm-hmm. And so one of the organizers from WFSE had reached out to them. They had a conversation, and then I was like, yeah, let's just do it. So I think very, very early on, those conversations, it, like, kind of happened very, very quickly. Mm-hmm. I think meeting with Ty and Al, who are people who are working with us at WFSE, I think it was only, like, a few week period of, like, talking about it and then just becoming it, like, kind of full sending it.
Wow. That's actually really interesting, because usually in a lot of organizing campaigns, you hear about people saying, like, hey, we have a group of coworkers who want to form a union. Let's reach out to a union rep. We know who we want to organize with. They reach out to a union rep. Sometimes it can take months for them to get back to you. I mean, depending on your local and how busy the union is with other campaigns. I guess, what was the decision to go with WFSE? I guess, what does WFSE kind of add to the table for you workers?
Yeah, they're a very large union, mm-hmm. And that definitely helps a lot. As well as the cultural worker section of it, mm-hmm. doesn't have a lot of, from my knowledge, there's not a lot of museums. I think we're the first museum probably in Washington with cultural workers united to kind of do it. And I know from conversations early on that just the people we had interacted with at WFSE, Ty and Al, we were just like, yeah, these are the people that champion and want to work with us. Because AL specifically, before they had started organizing, they worked at a museum as, like, a visitor service person and was like, I'm gonna organize this. And so I think that kind of galvanized a lot of our coworkers of being like, these people not only care about us, like, on a organizing, like, wanting to help us, but also, like, they relate to us in, like, a specific way of, like, we are artists and cultural workers, and, like, it's important that we have, you know, livable wages and insurance and stuff.
And also
like that.
A team of people who know what it's like to work in that industry actively helping you organize it. I think that's really cool, too.
Yeah.
So you contacted the union. I imagine at this point people are probably signing union cards, ?
Yeah. I think from that time till kind of in that area, when we started signing cards, it's probably, I think, like, 5 or 6 months into it.
Wow.
So it really, yeah, because we've been organizing for 7 months now. We've been live for one. So, like, 5 or 6 months was kind of that period of time of, like, we have a super majority of coworkers that are in support and want this to happen. And so we wanted to make sure that that support was real before we went live. And so we succeeded doing that, which is another frustrating thing from the board's message of saying no to voluntary recognition of, like, this passive comment of, like, some of your coworkers want this to happen, or I forget the exact way they phrased it, but it was, like, basically they were saying the union hadn't proven that we had 80% majority, and so that was a reason for just saying no to voluntary recognition, but through voluntary recognition, they have that legal, like, ability to be like, hey, like, show your cards, like, you do have 80% support. So yeah, I think that's kind of the timeline for that.
You mentioned these messages from management. When did you decide to go public as a union, and how did management respond? Did management ever catch on before you went public, by chance?
Not that we know of. Yeah, I think we're very lucky in the fact that all of our coworkers were kind of on board, like, right away, probably because of how deep-rooted a lot of the issues were at the museum. So I don't think there wasn't any pushback or anything right away. So we went live October 17th. So it's been a full month, like 3 days ago or something like that. Yeah, we haven't really had any pushback from management specifically. I know our staff, because we have a super majority and a lot of us work so closely with each other, that if there is like anti-union weirdo stuff, that we're like cool to call it out. But really, the
a suspicious new coworker appears out of the blue. Yeah.
Right? Yeah. So we've had many discussions about like what it's gonna look like once we go live and stuff. But overall, community support from inside the museum and other people, like we have Tacoma Labor, Pierce County
Central Labor Council.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Patty. Adorable woman. I love her. And like so many other, we have the public school and whatnot, and all of their students come into the museum all the time. And so it's like, we have so much support from everybody. It's really great.
Yeah. Speaking of public support, after you went public, I personally showed up to your first solidarity rally over at, what's the name of the park directly across from the Tacoma Art Museum?
Tolfsen Plaza,
that's right. I was there at that rally, and I know that there was a solidarity rally after management announced that they would not voluntarily recognize the union. How has that turnout been? I guess, what has been the public response to the Tacoma Art Museum workers wanting to organize?
Yeah, it's been really incredible. The one that you had attended on the 29th of October, mm-hmm. Quite a bit of people came out. We were very excited, especially a lot of the bigger names that came out. So, like, people who worked in Hilltop Artists had come out, a show that just had left the museum when we were going live, and a bunch of other people, as well as one of our board members, too, speaking on our behalf. And then this rally that we just had last Saturday, I think we had about 60 RSVPs, and we had over 100 people show up. So it's really cool that not only can we get people out with other like labor unions coming in supporting us, but also like our friends and community and artists and people that old coworkers came out and showed up. So it was really galvanizing and really heartwarming to, you know, like have a human connection to people like, oh, like we are supporting people that are physically inside of this museum, and they like talked us up, and it was really cool. So yeah, that was a very heartwarming and nice thing to happen after no to voluntary recognition. And it was definitely inspiring that a lot of the workers were like, we got your back, like we're gonna fight for this no matter what. So mm-hmm. that support is always welcome.
Yeah. Speaking of actions though, those are a couple actions, I guess, outside of the shop, quote unquote. Have there been any direct actions inside the shop, like marching on the boss or directly like calling them out for anti-union stuff? I guess, how has that looked?
Yeah, it's been kind of funny because we don't have an ED, so there isn't really like an in-boss, in-house kind of person to, you know, hand our letter to them. It always had to be through emails or these meetings with board members that come in every once in a while. So we had a town hall discussion where mm-hmm. Jeff Williams and a few other people were like, let's talk about problems here. A lot of those times we've been really challenging those of being like, hey, like all of these problems are happening and a union supports the people from this happening and also like gives them protections of being able to, like, this is why they want to unionize. So outside of that, we always have buttons. Mm. We've been having shirt days. But overall we had, it's the 29th. I'm trying to remember the other actions we've had. It's been a crazy few months.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Take your time.
Yeah, just having union buttons, we have union t-shirts, and then there hasn't been any action since the 20, or the no, other than the just last Saturday. But other than that, next steps would be kind of those actions that we're kind of trying to think of right now.
Yeah.
Of, you know, do we keep pushing voluntary recognition? Do we go to an LRB election? Everyone has processed and mm-hmm. talked about the board message to us and kind of calling it out of, like, this is super anti-union BS and, like, super gaslighty, and it's just very unfortunate that they put it themselves that, like, I think the quote that they had written was, a union will fundamentally change the relationship between TAM and its workers. And it's like, yes, like, that's what we want.
That's,
you know,
the intention.
That's,
yeah.
Yeah, that's the intention. And so we really hope that we can kind of educate them more, or hopefully them be more willing to receive it, of like, this is why this is so important, not only for the, like, future of the museum, but for the protection of our workers. And it's like, we are the, like, the workers are the union, you know? So mm-hmm. it's like, everyone that all these board members see constantly on a daily, if they come in, are all people that want to be inside of this union. And so that no is, like, super disrespectful.
Yeah, absolutely. Especially since you already have so much support in the shop, too. That is definitely disrespectful. It's basically saying to the majority of your workers, like, we don't respect the fact that you want to democratize your work life, so we just straight up refuse it from being so. In terms of any kind of future actions, gatherings, anything like that, is there kind of anything on the radar? Is it still kind of being mapped out?
Still being mapped out, yeah. This no kind of pushes us in a few directions of, you know, do we continue to push for VR, as well as we don't want to go to an LRB election because that means that our security department can't be a part of it, from a security clause. And we want to be a wall-to-wall union. Like, all the people that need it are the ones that would probably be opted out for during an election, will be not eligible anymore. So we're kind of just mapping out, like, what did a yes vote mean? What did a no vote mean? And, like, the next steps. So I think just with all the busyness of the museum and this no vote, these next few weeks are kind of, like, processing, strategizing, mapping out next steps. So nothing on the books yet, unfortunately.
Well, dang. Hopefully something soon. I mean, I certainly appreciate what you said about continuing to pursue for voluntary recognition, because NLRB elections do tend to be tricky. There are a lot of caveats. Your employer can essentially gerrymander the workplace and divide up different departments, which makes it easier to union bust. Those elections can sometimes take months to set up. It can be a very, very difficult process for workers that are, you know, kind of forced in that direction in order to do that. It often plays into the management's hands. But regardless, either way, all of my solidarity and support to you. I hope that everything turns out well. One last question. What would a union in your workplace mean to you?
Yeah. One of the biggest pushes for me was just advocating for coworkers, specifically queer coworkers of color. It's like, we're so underrepresented and also unheard in our workplace. Like, we just want our voice to be, like, heard. And we want our voice in institutional decisions. As museums historically are, as an institution, like, rich white old men, basically. And it really starts with people at the bottom reimagining and switching up things up and challenging the status quo. So the union really allows us to, like, have that protection and also have that voice in it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's important to me.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Joe.
Yes.
This has been a production of the WAB Radio Hour on 101.9 Low Power FM Radio Tacoma and 98.5 KTQA. We hope you tune in again soon for all the local labor updates that we provide through this channel. And we certainly hope that you join us again soon. Thank you so much.